Leadership is a high-stakes game of decision-making, where success often hinges on seeing what others miss. Yet even the most talented leaders develop dangerous blind spots, unrecognized weaknesses or threats that can derail careers and companies. Just ask Ron Johnson, whose retail genius reputation from Apple couldn't save him from a disastrous tenure at JCPenney, where he ignored customer needs and market realities, losing $1 billion in his first year. Or Jamie Dimon, who dismissed JP Morgan's London Whale trading issue as a complete tempest in a teapot weeks before facing a multi-billion dollar loss. These weren't rational mistakes, but blind spot driven errors where they failed to see what was obvious to others. Robert Bruce Shaw's Leadership Blind Spots has become required reading at companies like Microsoft and Goldman Sachs, with executives praising its practical approach to recognizing and addressing these dangerous perception gaps before they lead to catastrophic decisions. Leadership blind spots operate at multiple levels: how you view yourself, your team, your company, and your markets. What makes them particularly dangerous is their counterintuitive nature. First, they often exist alongside leadership strengths. Visionary leaders may dismiss contrary information. Analytical leaders might fail to inspire. Second, awareness doesn't guarantee elimination. Leaders often revert to problematic patterns even after recognizing them. Perhaps most surprisingly, some blind spots can actually be adaptive. They protect leaders from paralyzing doubt, helping them push forward despite uncertainty. When Tom Watson Sr. renamed his small regional business International Business Machines despite its humble beginnings, his optimistic vision helped create one of the world's most successful companies. Sarah Blakely credits her lack of industry knowledge as key to founding Spanx and becoming a billionaire. Had she known the conventional wisdom about manufacturing and retail, she might never have attempted her revolutionary approach. The challenge for leaders isn't eliminating all blind spots, but finding the optimal balance, being confident enough to inspire followers while remaining grounded in reality. As Andy Grove noted, leaders must act on temporary conviction as if it was real conviction, while quickly correcting course when wrong. This requires what psychologists call an optimal margin of illusion, enough positive self-bias to increase motivation and perseverance, but not so much that you become dangerously disconnected from reality. Think of it like a surgeon's mindset. They must believe in their abilities enough to make incisions with confidence, yet remain humble enough to recognize when something isn't going as planned. Too many blind spots lead to arrogance and catastrophic mistakes. Too few can paralyze with doubt and indecision. To address blind spots effectively, we need a framework for understanding different types of leadership awareness. The blind spot matrix identifies four key quadrants: known strengths, skills you leverage; known weaknesses, vulnerabilities you manage; unknown strengths, capabilities you don't fully appreciate; and blind spots, weaknesses you don't recognize. The matrix reveals an important distinction between recognized weaknesses and true blind spots. When you know about a weakness, you can compensate for it, perhaps by developing that skill or surrounding yourself with people who excel in that area. But blind spots are far more dangerous because no corrective action is possible without awareness. Blind spots also exist on a spectrum. At one extreme is complete unawareness, being blindsided by something you never saw coming. More common is faulty assessment, knowing about an issue but dramatically underestimating its importance or impact. The third level involves knowing about a weakness but failing to act, like Xerox's inability to commercialize breakthroughs like pull-down menus and the mouse despite developing them in their labs. Smart, self-assured people are particularly vulnerable to blind spots because they skillfully justify their thinking even when wrong. The Columbia shuttle disaster exemplifies this dynamic. NASA leadership dismissed foam strike concerns despite engineers' warnings, demonstrating how we construct narratives from limited information while ignoring our ignorance. Not all blind spots require immediate action, however. Bill Gore, founder of Gore-Tex, used a naval battle metaphor to distinguish between decisions that hit above the waterline, not sinking the ship, versus those below the waterline, potentially catastrophic. Leaders must determine which weaknesses or threats could cause serious harm if unaddressed. When facing potential below-the-waterline issues, wise leaders consult others rather than acting unilaterally. Through extensive research and executive coaching, Shaw has identified 20 common leadership blind spots across four critical areas. These blind spots vary in importance depending on company culture and a leader's overall capabilities, but understanding them provides a powerful framework for self-assessment. Personal blind spots include overestimating strategic capabilities, when operationally strong leaders fail to recognize strategic weaknesses, and valuing being right over being effective, dismissing others' recommendations because you consider yourself intellectually superior. Many leaders fail to balance the what with the how, either placing excessive emphasis on results, creating win-at-all-costs mentalities, or focusing primarily on process while neglecting outcomes. Others develop a sense of entitlement, believing the rules don't apply to you, like John Thain's lavish office renovations during Merrill Lynch's financial struggles. Team blind spots include failing to focus on the vital few, spending most time on administrative matters while avoiding crucial strategic issues, and overrating the talent on your team, protecting underperforming team members and believing coaching alone can fix fundamental capability gaps. Many leaders avoid the tough conversations about performance issues, frustrating high performers who must carry the load for weaker colleagues. Organizational blind spots include failing to capture hearts and minds, mistakenly believing you've communicated clear priorities while employees remain confused, and losing touch with your shop floor, becoming detached from customers and operations. Political blind spots manifest when leaders misread the political landscape, failing to develop key relationships and misunderstanding organizational dynamics. Market blind spots are particularly dangerous, including clinging to the status quo, resisting business model evolution despite market shifts, and underestimating your competitors, dismissing competitive threats while focusing excessively inward. Steve Ballmer exemplified this when he repeatedly denigrated competitors' products while they captured emerging markets Microsoft missed. Even when leaders recognize their vulnerabilities, blind spots often resurface over time. Michael Bloomberg's decisive, determined approach made him successful in business and politics, but became a liability when he insisted on holding the New York City Marathon just after Hurricane Sandy devastated New York. Despite public outcry, Bloomberg initially pushed forward, showing how his can-do attitude that served him well in business became a blind spot in a public role requiring greater empathy. Several factors make blind spots particularly tenacious. Experience gaps occur when leaders lack specific experiences that would provide crucial perspective, causing them to inappropriately apply past solutions to new contexts. Information overload forces leaders to simplify complex realities, often missing important signals while focusing on immediate tasks, like study participants who missed a gorilla in a video while counting basketball passes. Emotional bias distorts judgment when leaders have personal stakes in outcomes, as with Anne Wang, who refused to adopt IBM's operating system due to past grievances, ultimately destroying his company. Cognitive dissonance creates rationalization when leaders' actions conflict with their self-image, allowing unethical behavior to continue unchecked, as seen with Lance Armstrong, who justified doping by claiming others were doing it too. Compensation systems focus attention on certain metrics while creating blind spots in other areas. The Ford Pinto case exemplifies how reward systems can distort perspective. Ford knew the car's gas tank design was dangerous, but prioritized cost and weight constraints over safety under Lee Iacocca's limits of 2,000 mandate, not exceeding 2,000 pounds or $2,000 in cost. As leaders rise in organizations, they receive increasingly distorted information, Senior leaders become detached from lower organizational levels as their time is consumed by corporate meetings and stakeholder demands. Subordinates often defer to authority and avoid challenging leaders' beliefs, making certain topics undiscussable. Research shows higher-status individuals pay less attention to lower-ranking people. They're more distracted during conversations, maintain less eye contact, and show fewer affirming behaviors like nodding. Perhaps most dangerous is overconfidence. Studies consistently show people hold inflated self-views, with 70% of students rating themselves above median in leadership, while only 2% rated themselves below. This tendency intensifies at higher organizational levels, where executives rate themselves higher on self-awareness than their subordinates rate them. Leaders often become dangerously isolated from reality as they rise in organizations, trapped in an endless cycle of meetings and dependent on filtered information that passes through multiple layers of management. As one frustrated executive complained, "I am booked back to back in meetings day after day. They are controlling my time, and I've lost touch with what's actually happening in our business." This isolation can create dangerous blind spots and delay critical decision-making. The best leaders develop compensating mechanisms that fit their personalities and organizational cultures without fundamentally changing their thinking patterns or disrupting their necessary executive duties. The first approach is seeing things for yourself, what military leaders call walking the ground. When Lou Gerstner became CEO during IBM's crisis, he required his top 50 executives to each visit 5 customers over 3 months. This direct exposure led to the crucial insight that customers wanted integrated solutions rather than breaking up IBM as analysts recommended. The initiative not only saved IBM, but transformed it into a services powerhouse. Similarly, Jeff Bezos drives Amazon's decisions from the customer perspective, symbolized by leaving an empty chair in meetings to represent the customer's voice. This practice has become so ingrained in Amazon's culture that employees routinely ask, "What would the customer think?" when making decisions. Leaders must also maintain awareness of frontline colleagues, as they often become dangerously detached from how effectively their strategies are being implemented on the ground. Successful leaders like Terry Lundgren at Macy's conduct weekly unannounced store visits. "I learn as much by walking through a store as anything I do, much more than sitting in my office." These visits allow him to observe customer behavior, staff interactions, and merchandising effectiveness firsthand. Mickey Drexler of J.Crew discovered their wedding business opportunity when a telephone operator mentioned customers buying sundresses as bridesmaids' dresses, an insight that would never have reached the executive suite through normal channels. High-potential employees throughout the organization often see things differently due to their youth and different organizational perspective, helping surface blind spots the leadership team might miss. They're typically closer to emerging trends, new technologies, and changing customer preferences. G's Jeff Immelt meets with his top 25 leaders on Saturday mornings for informal conversations. "At that session, we are two friends talking. I encourage an open critique of each other. Listening in this way has built trust and commitment." These sessions have led to numerous innovations and course corrections, including GE's early adoption of digital technologies and sustainability initiatives. To combat isolation effectively, leaders should implement regular reality checks through multiple channels: direct customer interaction, frontline visits, informal meetings with rising talent, and unfiltered feedback sessions. Some organizations have instituted reverse mentoring programs, where junior employees mentor senior executives on new technologies and trends. Others use regular town halls, skip-level meetings, and anonymous feedback channels to ensure important information reaches the top unfiltered. Leaders tend to see what they want to see, interpreting information through existing beliefs, while avoiding contradictory evidence. Effective leaders counter this by asking better questions, open-ended inquiries that don't lead witnesses or allow evasive answers. They ask for supporting data, paraphrase to surface deeper details, request alternatives, and create openings for dissenting views. leaders should periodically ask team members to identify their strengths and areas for improvement, paying attention to both positive feedback and constructive criticism. Another valuable technique is conducting an annual self-assessment of leadership lessons learned, which can be documented in a 2-to-3-page memo outlining insights gained and areas for improvement in the upcoming year. Leaders must overcome organizational cultures that discourage newcomers from sharing critical observations. Effective leaders deliberately seek out newcomers' perspectives by conducting one-on-one meetings with new hires after 3 or 4 months, asking about their impressions before they become too acclimated. Similarly, exit interviews with departing executives can provide valuable insights, though these conversations may be challenging depending on departure circumstances. Warren Buffett demonstrated the power of seeking contrary views when he invited a hedge fund manager who was shorting Berkshire stock to speak at his annual meeting. Effective leaders recognize that organizational cultures often marginalize those who challenge the status quo. Yet these voices sometimes identify crucial threats and opportunities. Leaders must also know when to trust their teams completely and when to investigate issues personally through deep dives. Steve Jobs regularly conducted deep dives when developing Apple's music devices and negotiating with record labels. While limited by time constraints, these deep dives improve leaders' understanding and increase project success probability. Leadership requires making bold moves while using both hard and soft data to improve decision quality. The challenge is getting people to express concerns directly, as individuals often communicate in subtle or misleading ways to superiors. Peripheral vision refers to a leader's ability to recognize warning signs before they escalate into major problems. These weak signals are often subtle and easily missed, but critical to identify before failures occur. Leaders must watch for subtle warning signals that indicate potential issues requiring investigation, nonverbal behaviors like eye rolling or avoidance of eye contact, silence when team members disengage rather than voice contrary views, non-answers when people deflect direct questions, critical omissions in discussions, specific language that signals concerns, unexpected shifting positions when coalitions form differently than usual, offline input shared during breaks or hallway conversations, and unusual email patterns that violate company norms. Mark Ronald, former CEO of BAE Systems, used a 3-strike rule to encourage persistent advocacy when team members had concerns about decisions. This approach allows individuals 3 opportunities to present their case, with each attempt requiring new data or additional support. The rule encourages tenacity while preventing endless debates. Carlos Ghosn, CEO of Renault and Nissan, believes effective leaders must balance confidence and resolve with openness and empathy, listening before decisions are made, then driving results afterward. Many leaders with strong egos and analytical minds struggle with patience for others' viewpoints, cutting people off or finishing their sentences. Amgen CEO Kevin Scherer learned from Sam Palmisano to listen with only 1 objective, comprehension, not critique or objection. Senior leaders often experience isolation when promoted to top positions, bearing sole responsibility for decisions with far-reaching consequences. Even with extensive professional advice, the ultimate accountability remains theirs alone. The cautionary example of former HP chairman Patty Dunn illustrates the dangers of lacking advisors who can prevent dangerous decisions, as her investigation of boardroom leaks led to illegal surveillance tactics and her resignation. Dan Vasella, former Novartis CEO, suggests every leader needs a trusted confidant who understands their strengths, weaknesses, and challenges. Beyond this core relationship, leaders require specialized advisors across several critical domains, markets and strategy, to address the common gap in long-term strategic thinking, technological innovation, where outside perspective is often essential, organization and people, providing independent assessment of progress and talent, political dynamics, navigating executive team conflicts and succession politics, crisis management, offering steady counsel during turbulent times, and personal impact, providing feedback on leadership effectiveness. As leaders ascend, decision complexity increases while their ability to reveal vulnerabilities decrease. Leaders must carefully identify different advisor types to meet specific needs. Experts with deep domain knowledge in targeted areas, coaches who observe the leader in action and provide honest feedback on behavior, mentors who have experience in similar roles and offer developmental support, and sponsors who advocate for the leader's advancement without ongoing mentoring. Building a robust advisor network requires leaders to assess their relationships in critical areas, ensuring they have people with good judgment who will be honest with them. Leaders should seek diverse perspectives to avoid overlooking key concerns and develop plans to identify and build relationships in areas where they lack advisors. Networks take time to build, and savvy leaders develop these relationships before they need them. Building a strong team is one of the most important actions a leader can take to surface and manage blind spots. The relationship is symbiotic. The leader creates the team, and the team then shapes the leader by providing essential feedback and advice. Well-designed teams maximize a leader's strengths while counterbalancing vulnerabilities. Steve Jobs exemplified this dynamic at Pixar, where he formed powerful partnerships with Ed Catmull and John Lasseter, creating a team that produced blockbuster after blockbuster. Jobs believed great teams build something collectively greater than their individual parts by counterbalancing each member's negative tendencies. Leaders often hire people who mirror themselves, creating teams that share their blind spots. Roberto Goizueta, former Coca-Cola CEO, advocated for many different accents around the table, both literally for global understanding and metaphorically for diverse perspectives. Effective leaders assess their team as a complete talent portfolio, deliberately hiring people with capabilities they lack. Most leadership teams fail to focus on what truly matters. A McKinsey study found only 35% of executives believed their teams focused on the right priorities. High-performing teams obsess over core work and resist distractions. Imagine team priorities on a bell curve. Operational challenges occupy the middle, while the most significant growth opportunities and risks occupy the ends. Most teams spend time in the middle solving operational problems, neglecting the vital ends where innovation and existential risks reside. Effective teams raise the heat in discussions when necessary to fully understand complex dynamics. They express viewpoints openly and challenge disagreements directly. Many teams operate with an unspoken agreement to avoid embarrassing themselves or others. They save face rather than address contentious issues. Low-level conflicts waste time on mundane operational concerns or interpersonal differences, while high-level conflicts address strategic challenges. Leaders must create environments that allow productive fights by making conflict norms explicit. Effective techniques include requiring team members to prepare written positions before meetings, reinforcing that constructive conflict is valued, keeping debates focused on decisions rather than personalities, exploring multiple options before settling on answers, surfacing assumptions, balancing data with judgment, withholding leader opinions initially to avoid closing down discussion, owning the decision-making process, summarizing outcomes clearly, and following up with team members whose ideas were rejected. Ken Chenault, former CEO of American Express, articulates that leaders have two fundamental roles, defining reality and giving hope. This book's central theme explores the delicate balance between maintaining enough optimism to inspire while staying grounded in reality, what's called the optimal margin of illusion regarding blind spots. Leaders often react defensively to feedback that challenges their self-image, making the delivery method and timing of such feedback crucial. For instance, when receiving criticism about their management style, many executives immediately become defensive rather than curious about the specifics of the feedback. Curiosity emerges as a critical leadership trait, particularly in rapidly changing environments. Leaders who can hold multiple, often conflicting viewpoints simultaneously prove more adaptable than those who rely on a single approach. This was evidenced in companies like IBM's transformation under Lou Gerstner, who questioned long-held assumptions about the company's core business. Blind spots aren't merely personal limitations, but complex interactions with organizational culture. The case of Linda Ham at NASA illustrates this perfectly. Her autocratic leadership style aligned with NASA's hierarchical culture, but proved problematic during the Columbia crisis when alternative viewpoints needed to be heard and considered. Context matters significantly when examining leadership blind spots. Consider the common feedback given to female executives about being too aggressive. What might appear as a personal development area could actually reflect systemic gender bias in leadership expectations. Similarly, Asian American leaders often receive feedback about needing to be more assertive, which may say more about cultural biases than actual leadership effectiveness. Organizations frequently favor and promote individuals who project unwavering confidence, even though this trait can mask significant blind spots and prevent necessary course corrections. The most successful leaders recognize that blind spots are not static problems to be solved once and for all, but dynamic challenges requiring constant attention. Even legendary leaders like Steve Jobs had significant blind spots. His initial resistance to the App Store concept nearly missed a massive opportunity. Jeff Bezos' implementation of the Day One philosophy at Amazon acknowledges this reality, building in systematic ways to challenge assumptions and prevent complacency. Effective leaders create robust systems to compensate for their inevitable blind spots. This might include regular 360-degree feedback sessions, diverse advisory boards, or designated devil's advocates in decision-making processes. Companies like Intel institutionalize constructive dissent through practices like constructive confrontation, while others use red teams to challenge strategic assumptions. Regular rotation of team members and exposure to different business units can also help leaders maintain fresh perspectives. The journey toward better leadership awareness isn't about achieving perfect insight, an impossible goal, but about building sustainable mechanisms that surface potential issues before they become crises. This includes creating psychological safety for team members to speak up, establishing formal processes for challenging decisions, and maintaining networks of trusted advisors who can provide honest feedback. Success comes not from eliminating blind spots entirely, but from creating an environment where they can be identified and addressed effectively before causing significant damage to the organization or its stakeholders.